It's time for the Podketeer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That's spelled Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Hello, Podketeers. I hope you had a wonderful turkey day. As you can tell, I have the microphone working again. It turned out that all it was a little switch that I had turned the wrong way. So I have turned it the correct way, and I am now back on the regular microphone. I unfortunately still have not been to Disneyland since October the 15th. It is just about killing me not being there. But my daughter's getting married on December the 8th, so I have to make that my priority, of course. And we can't wait for that. I went and got fitted for my tuxedo and bought me a brand new pair of floor shimes. So I'm going to be looking sharp to walk my daughter down the aisle. And I also am getting ready for my holiday. We're going to have a couple weeks off. So we'll be putting a lot of holiday podcasts out here. Hope you'll enjoy those. Well, what I got for you first up here on episode 71 of Podketeer is a little piece that I got from The House of Mouse, which used to be on the Disney Channel. I don't believe it's on there anymore. And it's Mickey Mouse talking about Turkey Day. So here's some Thanksgiving Mickey.
And now, the mouse we're all thankful for, Mickey Mouse!
Hear ye, pilgrims! I bid thee welcome to the House of Mouse Thanksgiving! Today, we've got a cornucopia of cartoons, and our special guest, the turkey!
Bring on the bird!
Thank goodness for the turkey!
Thanks for coming!
Pocahontas, John Smith, and the Colors of the Wind. Check.
Right now, let's give thanks for the music of Plymouth Rock. Oh, it's great to see you again, pal. Gee, we're really thankful you chose to be with us on Thanksgiving.
No, it is I who must give thanks to you for allowing me to show the world I am more than a big fat bird who gets chased around once a year and goes gobble. I do not do that anymore. I am here to sing.
But it's so Thanksgiving. Just once, please.
With gravy on top?
All right, just this once.
You're a genius.
Sign my autograph book.
Oh, sorry about them. I'll show you to your dressing room.
Dressing room? I'll draw.
If you need any basting or anything, you just give a gobble.
Ah, yes, quite amusing. Yum, yum, corn.
We got turtle soup, escargot, molasses cookies, and slow-roasted...
I'm late. Don't you have any fast food?
That fast enough for you?
And now, here's a cartoon starring our guest of honor, the turkey.
Now, it was a very cute Thanksgiving cartoon, but unfortunately, the vast majority of it was visual in nature, And it didn't really come across that good out here on the podcast, since this is an audio podcast, as you might be able to tell. So, I'm going to endanger myself to the RIAA, and I'm going to play a piece of music. It's the Adam Sandler Thanksgiving song. So hope you enjoy this, and I'll be back. The following little piece of music by Adam Sandler has some segments in it that might be considered a little too adult for children. So if you have a child listening to today's show, you kind of bypass this next song, or at least listen to it with your kids so you can explain the portions that puzzle them. But I would recommend listening to it first and deciding for yourself if you want your kid to listen to it. So normally we don't have anything like this on Podketeer. I seldom have anything that even remotely is adult. So take a listen to this one and decide for yourself.
To eat. I love you. To eat turkey, cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, cause it's turkey to eat, so good. That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it, but I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyways. Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say, that's right. Turkey with gravy and cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded that old strawberry. Turkey for you and turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave that girl VD. White meat, dark meat, you just can't lose. I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven and the buns in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Teague's poster. Wrap the turkey up in aluminum foil. My brother likes to masturbate with baby oil. Potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroys. Gobble, gobble, goo and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. On Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Oh. Thank you.
Well, as I was saying, that's a little adult for the Podketeer podcast. I don't normally put anything like that out here, but there was no foul language, so I don't think it requires me to put an explicit label on the podcast. But I did want to warn you that if you have any kids listening to the show, you might want to listen to that segment first, as I said. So I believe you were forewarned, so hopefully nobody gets upset at me for having that little segment on the show. You know, I've been on here looking at old Walt interviews, and there's some really cool stuff out here, but something I stumbled across was a Julie Andrews interview that she did on the Ellen DeGeneres show. And she gives a little spiel there about something she said before, but I got a kick out of it in the way she did it on Ellen's show. So I'm going to play that for you here about her first meeting with Walt Disney when she was up for the role of Mary Poppins. So here's Julie Andrews on the Ellen DeGeneres show.
And how did you get your first, the first film was Mary Poppins?
First film was Mary Poppins, and I had been on Broadway in My Fair Lady and Camelot, mm-hmm. and of all people, Walt Disney came backstage. Mm-hmm. He came to see Camelot with the wondrous Richard Burton, mm-hmm. and he came backstage, and I thought he was just paying a visit, but he came back and said, would I be interested in coming out to Burbank to see the designs and to hear the songs that he had for this new movie mm-hmm. that he was thinking of called Mary Poppins. And uh-huh. I said, oh, Mr. Disney, I'm so sorry to tell you, but I'm pregnant. And he said, honestly, he said, that's okay, we'll wait.
Wow.
And so he waited, and I most happily said yes to
wow.
Mary Poppins.
And now, did you received an Oscar for that role, is that right?
Yes, I did, yeah.
That's amazing. Making everything now. It seems like there's no new ideas, so they're just making old TV shows and old
things. I've
noticed
that, yeah.
And who do you see if they would make Sound of Music again or Mary Poppins? Who do you see in that role?
Oh, my. Lots of talent out there. Huge talent. Lots
yeah,
of
like
talent.
Who?
Well, got any ideas, Ellen?
Seen you for a while, but how many grandkids do you have now?
I have 7 grandchildren.
7?
Yeah.
What ages?
They range from 13 years to very, very, very tiny.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they understand how famous their grandmother is? Or?
Well, not the really little ones. No, there's a sweet story about my middle daughter, Emma, who with whom I write. She has a little son, and when he was 3, little Sam, she didn't want to show him Mary Poppins because she thought she'd wait till she could explain properly. But, of course, he went to a birthday party, and they happened as a treat to be showing Mary Poppins. So she went to pick him up, and he was standing in front of the television set like this and looking terribly puzzled. And she knelt beside him, and she said, do you think you know who that lady is? And he went, yes. And she said, is it somebody very close to us? Yes. And is it someone in the family? Oh, and she said, is it maybe Granny Jules? And he went, oh, yes! That's so dear. And I, of course, next day I really went much higher, I think.
yeah. And what about all the books? Now, you've been writing, how long have you been writing children's books?
I think about 30 years now.
Really?
Maybe a little more.
Wow.
Yeah, and now my daughter, the mother of Sam, we have a publishing imprint, which is called the Julie Andrews Collection.
Uh-huh.
Well, now that little section I edited just a touch because they had some things that didn't really apply to what I was trying to bring to the podcast. So pardon my inexperienced edits, but I think it was a pretty cool interview. I like Ellen DeGeneres. I've always liked her sense of humor, and she doesn't think so highly of herself as a lot of the talk show people do. There was one with Anderson Cooper. I'm not a big Anderson Cooper fan, and that was the one that got me thinking about Julie Andrews. I happened to see it on TV the other day, and he talked about her role on Mary Poppins, and
He suggested that she had originally turned down the role, which shows that he was not doing any kind of research whatsoever. That's one of the things I don't like about him, is he doesn't do the kind of research that you should do before you're going to do an interview with somebody. I mean, anybody that knows anything about Julie Andrews knows that the only reason she wasn't going to do it because she was pregnant. It wasn't out of any lack of desire to work with Walt Disney or lack of desire to do the movie. So, one of them things. Okay, now I'm going to play something you're used to hearing. Here comes Summer Nightastic.
Yo quiero visitar los parques, vivir las emociones y en Space Mountain volar. Tu mundo de magia caer desde la torre, ven a una noche fantástica. Hay Jungle Cruise, cuando estar en Toy Story, hasta el Electric Light Parade. Bailar a tu lado, el cielo iluminado, vamos al Disney Summer Nightastic.
Haha, fooled ya. Hey, it was Summer Nightastic, just I didn't tell you it was going to be the Spanish version of Summer Nightastic. In honor of our Hispanic listeners, who I'm sure there must be one or two. Hey, this is Southern California. There's at least 50% of the population out here is of Hispanic descent. So, welcome to the show. Hope you listen. Okay. On with the show. Well, you know, Podketeers, this is kind of a depressing time in our nation. Here in Southern California, we had a long-time staple of the food industry, Hostess, go out of business. And I've grown up with Hostess cupcakes and Twinkies and so forth and so on. And I'm really, really sorry to see them go. And it just it gives me the impression and the idea that we really need to hang on to the things that we've still got that are the things that make the United States what they are, you know, like Disney and the movie industry and so forth, that, you know, we're losing these things one by one. And we've really gotta try hard to buy from these companies and do business with these companies to just keep them here. Because eventually we're just going to be doing nothing but buying stuff from China. And I just don't want to see that day. You know, I don't want to see the day when we open the newspaper and read about how some Chinese company bought Disney. Hey, that's going to be just about the end of our nation. So, you know, come on. Just, I know it's expensive. I know. Sometimes you think, oh, gee, the Japanese car is better, or the, you know, don't worry about where your clothes are made and so forth. But, you know, I don't get out here and harp on people too much, but just think about that. Just think about where your clothes are made. I buy a lot of shirts made here in Southern California, and I pay twice what I could pay for the same shirt if I bought it at Walmart. And I don't just do it out of just being, you know, super patriotic or anything, but you got to keep people working. And you got to keep this nation still viable. And if we don't start buying from these companies, you know, and that's why I buy my annual pass. Yeah, I mean, it's because I love Disney and I love going to Disneyland, and it's really a bargain, if you look at it in terms of going as often as I go normally. I mean, I normally go once a week. This spell here that I've gone over a month without going is really a fluke. And it's just because my daughter's wedding, you know, has to take priority. But once she's married and once the baby comes, she's going to give me a grandson here in a few months. And I'm going to be dragging that poor little baby out to Disneyland all the time. But seriously, you got to spend your money at Disneyland. You got to spend your money at these American companies. High Seas Trading Company. You want a Hawaiian shirt? Check out their website. They're made in California. Even the material's made here. So it's just something that you need to do. Okay, I'm going to climb down off my soapbox, but it is something that I just felt was important to say. So, Christmas time's coming up. Lots of American companies would love to have your money. So, keep your money at home and buy some American gifts.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I have a bad feeling about this.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
Oh, I have a bad feeling about this.
I have a very bad feeling about this.
I got a bad feeling about this.
I have a bad feeling about this.
But I have a bad feeling about this.
I have a really bad feeling about this.
I wanna go!
Park hopping fast, ride dropping, flying through space, mountain sky. Magical dreaming, tower drop screaming, it's a spectacular night. Jungle Cruise roaring, Toy Story scoring, electric light parading, my heart soaring. Everyone dancing, fireworks blasting, let's go to Disney summer night out. Genie wishing, ice cream dishing, laughing, autographing tonight. Move a busting, pixie dusting, soaring high, clean out of sight.
Chiron Beta Prime.
That's all the family news that we're allowed to talk about. We really hope you'll come and visit us soon. I mean, we're literally begging you to visit us and make it quick before they...
Message redacted.
Now it's time for Christmas dinner. I think the robot sent us a pie. You know I love my soil and green. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime, where we're working in a mine for our robot overlords. Did I say overlords? I meant protectors. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
World Wide Web? Is there a way to put this on just the American part? Greetings! Today, I, Sam, the American Eagle, am here to offer you something never before seen on the internet. Culture, morality, and patriotism. You may proceed. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. Wait a minute, I memorized this part. Oh yes, and keep the world safe from weirdos, have brought forth it. Never mind.
That was terrible!
Horrendous!
I'm offended!
I'm appalled!
So what are we gonna do?
Oh, what else? Email it to everybody we know!
Good idea.
Mamma mia, that's some spicy meatball!
From all around the park and deep inside all the dark rides, here is this week's Disneyland Park News.
Ho ho ho, Podketeers. A little Disneyland news with a holiday slant. Mouse Planet is reporting that the 2012 Disneyland candy canes will be made on Mondays and Fridays at Disneyland, and on Tuesdays and Saturdays at Disney's California Adventure Park. Now, this, I'm sure, has already been begun here, because it says it started on the 23rd, so it should be a couple of days into that. It says, because of the extremely high demand, wristbands will be issued at the park opening to those who wish to have the opportunity to purchase a candy cane. And that there will be 3 batches of 40 wristbands a day. So I'll be making 120 candy canes a day. And the candy canes are going to be $12.99 a piece, which is a pretty steep price for a candy cane. Oh, let's see here. Holiday Time at Disneyland guided tour will be offered daily from November the 12th through January the 6th. This tour offers guests an up-close look at Disneyland's magical Yuletide makeover while highlighting holiday traditions from around the world. Plus, you'll get a peek into the new holiday magic at Disneyland's California Adventure Park. And guests will receive a priority access to 2 holiday-themed attractions. Usually it's a Small World Holiday and Haunted Mansion Holiday. And reserve seating for a Christmas Fantasy Parade.
a holiday snack, and a warm beverage. Let's see, and a collectible trading pin and a tour button. Reservations are available at Disneyland City Hall or by calling area code 714-781-4565 up to 30 days in advance. It says the tour length is 3 hours plus the time for the parade. It's $68 per person, but it does not include theme park admission. So your theme park admission is on top of that. Premium and deluxe annual pass holders and Disneyland Vacation Club members, AAA, and Disney Visa members receive a 20% discount. Disneyland's Candlelight Ceremony and Processional, December 1st through the 20th, is going to be getting underway before too awful long. It says, this holiday season, for the first time in its history, the Candlelight Ceremony and Processional is being extended to a total of 20 nights at Disneyland Park, with two performances each night. The first two nights, December 1st and 2nd, will be by invitation only. However, seats at performances from December 3rd through the 20th have been reserved for Disneyland Resort annual pass holders who have had the opportunity to win free seats through a lottery, which I never got around to doing. And this will be taking place on Town Square on Main Street, USA. This Disneyland tradition features a full orchestra, Christmas tree chorus, performing renditions of traditional Christmas songs and a retelling of the Christmas story, narrated by a different celebrity during select nights. In previous years, seating was reserved for invited guests. If annual pass holders are given seats for Candlelight Ceremony and Processionals running from December 3rd to the 20th, and they're roped off, this really wasn't written very well. So it looks like maybe the general public's not going to get to see this at all because they're giving the seats that would have normally been given to the general public to the annual pass holders. So you may have a tough time seeing this at all. Let's see, 2012 scheduled narrators, December 1st and 2nd, Dennis Haysbert, who I'm not familiar with. December 3rd through the 5th, Kurt Russell, who is, of course, an actor and a Disney legend. December 6th through the 8th, it's kind of odd. It's Edward James Olmos, and that's who I am sitting here looking at. I'm watching a episode of Battlestar Galactica, and he happens to play Commander Adama on there. Let's see, December 9th through the 11th is Lou Diamond Phillips. Dick Van Dyke, ooh, that would be great. December 12th and 13th is Dick Van Dyke. December 14th is Marcia Gray Harden, who I don't know who that is. December 15th and 16th, Patricia Heaton. December 17th through the 19th, Molly Ringwald, who I'm familiar with. And December 20th, Dennis Haysbert again. He's December 1st and 2nd, and on December 20th. Let's see, beginning December the 1st, guests will be able to find an assortment of commemorative merchandise created especially for the Candlelight Ceremony. Let's see, there'll be a Mickey Mouse-shaped graphic, and a Candlelight Ceremony logo that will be really available on a tea fleece. A tea? Maybe a t-shirt. A scarf, a travel mug, a disc ornament, and a tapestry-style throw. Oh, that'd be cool. Okay, it just goes on talking about the stuff you can buy. See Sleeping Beauty's Winter Castle. The light show is divided into three acts over the course of an evening. Each one begins at the castle and travels the length of Main Street.
finishing at the Town Square Christmas tree. Each act features a magical snowfall, and the final act concludes with Believe in Holiday Magic Fireworks, which is always really cool. Now, I had heard tell that the castle didn't look as good this year. I don't know. We'll see. I haven't been out there to see it yet. They got carolers, snow, gingerbread. I don't know exactly what they mean by that. A 60-foot tall Christmas tree, which is par for the course. It's an artificial Christmas tree. Last few years. Ah, okay. They have the smell of gingerbread now on Main Street. Should be interesting. Okay, this is just talking about all the stuff you can buy, which I'm quite sure you're aware. It says holiday decor for Mickey's Toontown in New Orleans Square. There's an 18-foot tall cartoon-style Christmas tree in front of Toontown City Hall. Let's see. There's the Christmas Fantasy Parade. With Disney characters, wraps, and, of course, Santa Claus. And the Small World is, of course, decorated. It looks like a little more red this year than they've been using in the past. I noticed from the photos that I've seen, they're using 75 gallons of bubble juice to make bubbles throughout the season in the South Seas scene at Small World. They have 150 giant candles decorating the Christmas tree in the European scene. A 10-foot tall snowflake in the finals, the attraction's finale. That sounds pretty much like what they've had in the past. This is the official lighting ceremony for the Small World. It took place on November the 12th. With Staff Sergeant Mark Plummer and family being chosen to light the Small World. He is a Marine Corps, as I just mentioned, veteran that received a Purple Heart in Iraq. Let's see, the Haunted Mansion holiday is, of course, still underway, and that runs from Halloween on through to January the 1st. So that is... okay, this just describes what's inside there, which everybody knows. Mrs. Claus Tasty Treats. And you can meet Santa Claus. There's a number of places at the... Let's see, at California Adventure, you can meet Santa at the Jingle Jangle Jamboree. And also at Elias and Company. And normally you could meet Santa back by the... where the... Oh, what in the heck is the name? Where they have the reindeer and everything back there. I always forget what they call it. Big Thunder Ranch. That area back there. Pardon me, but I can't remember what that's called. I'll remember it before we get done here. I'll probably run across what it's called. And then I can tell you. Oh, and by the way, the reindeer, it looks like we're not going to have the reindeer exactly in the same fashion that they've had them in the past. Because there is a new law that requires a 6-foot-high fence around animals on public displays. So they're not going to be able to just have the reindeer in corrals like they've had them in the past, so that's going to be different. Let's see, the Dapper Dans, of course, are singing Christmas songs on Main Street, including Frosty the Snowman, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Christmas in Killarney. Okay, that's not one I'm familiar with. The Voices of Liberty will be singing Christmas music. Let's see, there's going to be all sorts of goodies all over the place to eat.
Let's see. Like I said, Santa's going to be at Elias and Company and also at the Jingle Jangle Jamboree. They're going to have the candy canes at Trolley Treats inside Disney California Adventure, just like they are going to have them on Main Street in Disneyland. So if you want them over there, you can get them. They're $12.99, same price. And let's see, World of Color Holiday Spectacular is running. Santa's Techno Savvy Elves Prep and Landing, I guess, are involved in it. And they're going to be around inside the park, so you get to see Prep and Landing. And let's see, Buena Vista Street is decorated for the holidays. California Adventure has a 50-foot tall Christmas tree going up in the small park area in front of Elias and Company. Well, that should be cool. As I said, I haven't got to see that yet. And they're going to have lots of toys around the tree and things running around underneath it. A 1/16 scale size train chugging along with sounded lights with all sorts of vintage toys from a tin robot to a blimp. That should be cool. Let's see here. Santa Claus will be found at Elias and Company. That's already said. And Cars Land decorated each address along Route 66 is decorated. I saw some pictures. The cozy cone is all decorated. The cone's decorated like it's a Christmas tree, which looks pretty cool. And Flo's V8 Cafe is all decorated. Luigi's, the tires out front of Luigi's is decorated to make it look like a tree. And, okay, Radiator Springs is, Stanley, the founder of Radiator Springs, is adorned with a Santa hat and a big bag of rims, wheels, and accessories. Sally has a gingerbread replica of the motel in the lobby area. And new Cars Land holiday character. Oh, yeah, it's a car that looks like a snowman. Snowy the Snow Car. And there'll be a photo op. You can get your picture taken with Snowy the Snow Car. They have giant ornaments in Bugs Land. There's a 4D screening of Prep and Landing Naughty versus Nice. Over where the Muppet 3D Adventure normally is. The Mad Tea Party is going to take on a holiday feel. So you definitely want to go over there and see that. That is a really cool show if you haven't seen it. And I'm definitely going to get over there and see the holiday version. I'm sure they'll have some drinks adjusted to the fact that it's Christmas. Let's see, you can pick up a loaf of Bowden's famous San Francisco sourdough bread. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Bowden's, or I think it's Bowden's. That's really good. I've had that before up in San Francisco. And of course, Starbucks is going to have stuff. They're going to be holiday versions of drinks on tap at Sally's Cozy Cone. And I'm sure they're not going to be very cheap. Here's something really cool. There's going to be ice skating at Downtown Disney. It says you can ice skating rink located between the AMC 12 theaters and the ESPN zone. Now that should be really cool. I'm going to have to get over there and check that out. Let's see, interactive art experience there.
And let's see, skating, 60-minute ice skating sessions. They cost $15 plus $3 if you want to rent skates. $12 for toddlers with the skate rental. That's 2 to 12. It says 2T to 12T. I am not sure exactly if that's months or how that works out. You can get an annual pass holder discount. And holiday gingerbread house building workshop. Let's see. That looks like it's at Ralph Brennan's Jazz Kitchen. December the 15th through and December the 22nd, not through. Holiday dining at lots of places. You can look that up. And Trader Sam's Enchanted Tiki Bar is all decorated for that. For Christmas, which sounds pretty nice. Ah, okay, here's the last thing. New Year's Eve at the Disneyland Resort. Disneyland will stay open late, of course, on New Year's Eve. Entertainment will include live bands, DJs, and fireworks. I was there last year on New Year's Eve. The Christmas Fantasy Parade also takes place several times during the day. And the Believe in Holiday Magic fireworks happen at night. Fantasmic may be scheduled for several performances as well. Countdown locations featuring a DJ or live host usually take place in front of the Sleeping Beauty Castle, It's a Small World Mall, and Tomorrowland Terrace and the Rivers of America. Disney California Adventure includes a midnight showing of World of Color, the Nighttime Water Spectacular. In 2011, a live band, champagne bar, and midnight countdown took place in the Paradise Garden area. New Year's Eve plans for the new and improved Disney California Adventure have yet to be announced. Now, if I were a betting man, I would say they'll probably have a special version of the Mad Tea Party for New Year's Eve. And that, I think, is the place to be. If I was going to be someplace on New Year's Eve, that's where I'd want to be. All right, well, this is a pretty long and extended version of the news, but there was a lot of Christmas stuff there. And Big Thunder Ranch is the name of the place I was trying to think of where they have the Santa Claus back there. That's back in the same area where the barbecue is, next door to where they have the barbecue, and where Billy Hill and the Hillbillies are performing in that same area. Alrighty, well, that's going to just about wrap it up here for tonight's Podketeer. I hope you enjoyed it, and we certainly enjoyed bringing it out here to you. And this has been a long show, and we're about tired. Alrighty, well, hey, you all have a magical Disney week. And as usual, we'll see you at the park.
The show has been brought to you by the wonderful folks at Toys Etc. Please visit their website at www.toysetc.com. That's TOYZETC.com.
Podketeer is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company, or any of its affiliates. Any similarity to living persons, or Disney characters, without satirical purpose, or the act of reviewing a product, or reporting on an event, is entirely coincidental. This podcast is a production of Toys Etc. in Southern California, and is protected by a Creative Commons, Share Alike 3.0 license. To contact us at Podketeer, please email us at podketeer@earthlink.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh.
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
Now it's time to say goodnight.
to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.